This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, everyone. Good morning. Shalom Aleichem. Baruchim Abba. We continue in Mishneh Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We are up to Simen Yud. We're up to Simen Yud, Sif Gimel. Simen Yud, Sif Gimel. Kafal Karnois Talisai Ukisharam Aitifaram. If somebody doubled the corners of his garment and he tied it or he sewed it, v'doyma kilu kitsan, it's like it was mekutsa ve'ein lo kenafais. So in other words, he doubled it over and he tied it and he sewed it. So it's like it's folded over without corners. Afal pikein lo niftara. It is not exempt. So what does that mean it's not exempt? Why is it not exempt? How many corners does it have now? Is it talking about where it's folded over? And now, because we learned yesterday that if the talis has more than four corners, then it's still chayiv. So how exactly do we view these corners that have been folded over? So the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. Noi niftara. Di'i loy mi boi lehaknafayim. Because if you don't need the corners, lifsok v'lishtei, or cut them off and throw them away. Elavadai the sofer lahateres hatfira. Because certainly, he's going to untie the stitching. Therefore, hilkach nechshav ki'ilu kvar hitar hatfiras chayav hatzitzis. Therefore, it's considered like he already undid the stitching and it's chayav in tzitzis. So he doubled over the corners and he sewed it and it's like it has no corners. So in other words, in a way, it almost looks like the talus is sewed up so that it's rounded. In other words, he had a square talus. And now he sewed it up, and there are mamish no corners. It's not just like yesterday. Yesterday, the guy took the talus, and he cut a diagonal, or he folded over a diagonal, so you just have an extra corner. Here, he folded it up, and now it's sort of rounded on the corner, so there's no knuff at all. But nevertheless, we don't say it's considered like he undid the corner, but rather we say he's eventually going to unsew it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, even now, before he undid the stitching, it's considered like he already undid it. Right? Now, for this reason, he could put the tzitzis in the area that's folded over, even if it's less than the joint of the thumb. So we're going to see there's an important halacha by Hilchos Tzitzis that the hole has to be at least a thumb's width away from the edge. So right now, okay, so here's your tzitzis. Everyone see the tzitzis? It's four-cornered. What'd the guy do? The guy took a corner and he folded it over and he sewed it. Now, not only is a chayv in tzitzis, you could even put the tzitzis there, even though right now the hole is going to be less than a thumb's width. Because since you're going to undo it, it's like it's undone already, it's like it's already more than a thumb's width. Im kishay isvachi yilamal mikashagol, if when you undo it, it's going to be above the amount of a thumb's width. V'choza b'she kefala yutfarei be'igol. This is all when you folded it and you stitch it in a circular way. So at least we learned it correctly. We're talking about when you sewed it and you fold it, and right now it's circular along the edge. Avalim kafal v'tabri ruah. But what if you folded it and you sewed it and it's square? Kivan shigamata yesh kanaf. Since now there's a corner, das halavush v'amagin avram, the opinion of the Levush HaMalik Ram is you could put the tzitzis in the fold, even though it's more than three fingers from the edge of the corner. Kivan de tfara, since you sewed it shari, it's permitted. So here's another halach you need to know. The hole has to be minimal of a thumb's knuckle away from the edge, but it can't be more than 3 fingers width from the edge. Okay? So now look what the guy did. Here's your four-cornered garment. He folded it in half, let's say, and he sewed it. Now, he wants to know, can I make a hole over here? Because when I open it, it's going to be much more than 3 fingers worth. So the Mishnah Berurah says, according to the Lavush and the Magen Avraham, you could, because you sewed it. I mean, to me, I would have argued, you can't have your cake and eat it. Is sewing temporary or is it permanent? Why is it that when it comes to a circular fold, we say, oh, he's going to undo it, and it's like it has a cutoff, and it's like it's already unfolded. So even though right now it's less than a thumb's knuckle away from the corner, but eventually he'll undo it and it'll be more. And why, regarding it having a corner, do we say, okay, right now it has a corner, and even though if you open up it's going to be more than three fingers worth, it's okay. But that's the opinion of the Magen Avraham Lavush. Many argue on this. That stitching won't help with this. Sivvav is different. Because what I just said, it's not exactly the case we're discussing. Because here we're not talking about where you mamish folded it in half. We're talking about you folded an edge. So you still have a corner. So if you still have a corner, then we say that it's eventually going to be undone and it cannot be more than 3 fingers away. But sivav, where you folded it completely, derech malbush, so that you're not going to undo. Masha'in came bezeh, shalai kafa rak mitzvah sabegah, but in this case, you only folded partly. Okay. Siv dalet. Talis shel beged uchnafeha shel ar chayeves. A talis that is made out of a garment. Meaning the garment part is cloth, uknafeh shalar, and the corner is leather. Chayeves it's chayev, because even though only al kanfei begdeyim, only beged is chayev in tzitzis. Leather is not chayev in tzitzis. So here the corners are leather. It's chayev. The ikar is the beged. He shalar if it's a leather garment. You know, people have that. They like to wear a leather jacket. It's really cool. Well, wait till you try leather tzitzis. Then you're going to be really cutting edge. So you want to have leather tzitzis with a cloth corner, uknafel shel beged, petura, you are potter, you're potter. Says the Mishnah Berurah, shel beged, tchsiv, asher techasaba, that you will cover with it. Ve'in adam eskasa el beker beged, a person is covered with the main part of the garment, tokachazinam basrei. Therefore we follow the beged, the main beged that's covered with, and not the corners. So one more time, we follow the beged and not the corners. If the beged is cloth, then it's chayv and tzitzis. Afilu mekayim ha-beged kulay agol, de'ein sham kanaf. Wow, watch this. You have a circular garment, and then you add on corners that render it a cornered garment. That means without the corners, it would certainly be pater and tzitzis, because it doesn't even have kanafis. The halacha is, rak shem chubron alav knavish al, you attach corners of leather, chayiv, the basar ikar habeged azin, even though the corners are what is obligating it in tzitzis, rendering it a four-cornered garment, but in terms of defining, is this garment or is this leather, we go by the ikar garment and not by the corners. Uknafel shalar, and the corners are hard, v'adinim hayu roi v'talas beged v'ashar or chayeves. Likewise, if let's say you have the majority of the beged cloth and the rest hide, it's also chayev. However, mashenkin, if the corners are a garment, vuadinim rak roiv hatal shalar. Let's say the majority of the talus is leather. Afagav shagam b'miyud habeged yesh boi shir talus. Even though that the miyud of the beged, you have a shir of talus. Pater mi tzitzis, you are pater from tzitzis. So the same din would apply if roiv of the talus was ar, even though miyud of the beged has a shear of a talus, it's pater from tzitzis. if most of the talis was leather, even though a small amount was garment, even though afal gav shagam b'mir abegir yesh v'shir talis. In other words, here's the case. The majority, you have a huge garment. The majority is leather. And the small amount, which is cloth, it has a share of talis, it's pater. Since the majority of the garment is not cloth, we don't call it kanfei vigdeyam, despite the fact that the cloth area has share talis. Leather is exempt even rabbinically. It's not considered a beged at all. Let's say you have cloth that underneath it has leather. It's chayev because the ikar is the elyon, not the tachton. If the top part is hide, patura. A lining is not the ikar. A garment is not determined by the lining, but rather the top part. Sifhei. Hayula shalosh kanafais. Let's say you had three corners. Va'asa behem shalosh tzitzios. And then you put on three tassels. So you have Haman day. And you want to wear a triangular garment. And you had a three-cornered garment. You want to dress like a Mexican. And you have tzitzis on three other corners. Then, now what you did is meaningless because it's not chayv and tzitzis. V'shavasala k'nafravi. Then you cut off one corner. You took your scissors that's always on your desk and you cut off one of the corners. Now you have four tzitzis. V'shavasala k'nafravi. Then you made a fourth corner. V'asal gam b'li tzitzis and you put tzitzis on it. Psula mishum tasa v'loy mina asay. This is pasul because of tasa v'loy mina asay. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Shalosh k'nafais. Afilu mitchila hayula. Arba knafes and tzitzis. Even if originally there were four corners with tzitzis. In other words, let's say originally it was a four-cornered garment with tzitzis. V'achar kach nechtach kanaf echad v'nasa agal. And then a corner was cut and it became rounded. Av she'oisei akanaf tiken achar kach. Even if, let's say, you fixed it afterwards. However, if at the time you put on three of the tassels, it was a three-cornered garment. These three tzitzis become batal. You need to undo them and to tie them again. Shalosh tzitzios, three tzitzis. This is not only if you made three of the tzitzis b'psul. Dahainu koidem shenasas basa arba, before it became a four-cornered garment. Even if, let's say, you tied one tassel when it was a three-cornered garment. Even if you only tied one knot with its wrappings, and then you rendered it a four-cornered garment, that knot will be puzzle. You have to undo it, and to tie it again. The Dirshu brings a diuk. This implies, what if I made a knot without any wrappings? That implies that if I made that knot before it was a four-cornered garment, it is not pasul. And the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Yod Aleph Sivkatan Samach Dalid says that there are machmirim and lechatchila you should be concerned, but meikar hadin, it's only kesher imchul yosav. Fine. Let's do one more Mishnah Berurah. Mishum ta'asa. Right. So loymer dechsiv. The pasuk says gedilim ta'asa lecha al arba kanfois. Mashma sheyu haknafois asuyos arba koydim shnasa tzitzis. Gedilim ta'asa lecha al arba implies the tassels must be on a four-cornered garment before you put the tassels on. Loy shenasu hatzitzis koydim haknafois. Not that you should make the tzitzis before the corners. V'havalei ta'asa v'loy mina asoy. Doing so would be a violation of it have being, it was made before you actually actively make it. Alkein sarch lahatir, you have to undo it, v'lach sol kashim, and tie it again. V'davka hashalish tzitzis harishoinim, sh'asiyasam hayi b'psul. You only have to undo the first three that were done b'psul, but the fourth one that you put on a four-corner garment, we don't say, well, that one you also have to undo because the first three were p'psul. No, the fourth one you put on a four-corner garment. Aval tzitzis sh'asu b'knaf ravis, ain't sarch lahatir, you don't have to undo that. Kimet sh'nasu b'hechsher, because that was done properly, and the disqualification of the first three tassels does not disqualify it. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we'll hold it over here. Sorry I was late this morning. Kol tov, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.